It's good to have your company. Look, there have been a lot of sad stories through this pandemic, and as you all know, last year many people couldn't attend funeral services for loved ones. Numbers were restricted right across the country, right across the world, in fact. And one such passing was that of a dear lady named Kathy Humphrey. Now, Kathy and her husband Richard contracted the virus on the Ruby Princess, and subsequently Kathy passed away. It was a terrible time, obviously, for her family. And the fact that only a very small funeral, I think of 20 mourners, were able to attend made it even more difficult that many people who loved and knew Kathy couldn't attend. Now, I was contacted by one of their friends, the family friend Glenn, on Friday, late in the program. In fact, that didn't come to my attention until about 11 o'clock. And he said, Kathy's husband Richard, her daughter Louise and son-in-law Scott have planned to have a larger celebration of Kathy's life once COVID restrictions have eased. And they started planning this some time ago to hold a memorial last Saturday at their property, a five-acre property just on the other side of the Hawkesbury, on the 8th of May, with 80 people in attendance. Unfortunately, because of the restrictions announced over the later stages of last week, it meant the planned function would not be permitted. Now, We had a mum, I think, talking to Ben Fordham this morning about, I think it was an engagement celebration coming up this weekend on a 45-acre property, and she can't understand how we could have thousands and thousands of people at sporting events, but we can't have a commemoration or a celebration depending on the circumstances. Now, we can't always solve problems, but I was in contact with Brad Hazzard almost immediately after getting the email and described the circumstances. He immediately put one of his staff onto it, and given these rather terrible circumstances and what the family's been through, he gave special dispensation for the commemoration of Kathy's life to proceed on Saturday. Louise Butland is the daughter of Kathy Humphrey, and Louise is on the line right now. Hello, Louise.
Hello, Ray. How are you?
First of all, my dear, my condolences on the loss of Mum last year, and I just wanted to, on a happier note, talk about what happened over the course of the weekend after the intervention came from Glenn.
It was absolutely beautiful.
Lovely.
We had an absolutely amazing day. Thank you so much. So I'm really, really so grateful to you for, well, I'm firstly very grateful to our dear friend Glenn, and then I'm extremely grateful to you for what you did. I can't thank you enough. My dad's standing here beside me.
Hello, Ray. Thank you so much.
G'day, Richard.
We appreciate it so much. Thank you. We had a beautiful day. We really had a beautiful day.
Well, a celebration of your darling wife's life. And, Louise, I'm sorry that you're distressed this morning, but I'm sure that over the course of the weekend you were able to reflect on Mum's life along with your dad and your friends and family. And I was, please don't thank me. It was Brad Hazzard, and once I appealed to him, he made what I thought was a very sensible decision given... And you understand more than anyone else the sort of restrictions that have been in place for the past 15 or 16 months. And
it was just
lovely that New South Wales Health were able to help you in this manner, that you could have a lovely day. And it turned out to be a beautiful day as well
to celebrate
Mum's life.
It was. We woke up in the morning, we thought, oh my goodness, we couldn't have asked for better weather. And everything just went so smoothly. Everyone had a great time. There was lots of happy tears and a few sad ones too, but... You know, we gave her the send-off she deserved.
We had fun.
We did have fun.
Richard, that's the most important thing. When you celebrate a life as unique as Kathy's life, it's important to reflect on what she would have done had she been here, and she would have wanted you to have fun as well as remember.
Oh, Mum was definitely a party girl, and she loved a drink and a party, so that's what we did.
You would have made that fun.
We had a few for her, so it was good.
What was it, Chardonnay or Sauv Blanc?
Oh, Sauv Blanc.
I'm sorry for even suggesting anything other than Sauv Blanc.
We loved the Sauv Blanc. It was
good
wonderful.
Girl. Well, it's wonderful you're there with
so
Dad now.
Thank you very much family, honestly, and... Being Mother's Day yesterday, we thought, oh, it's going to be a terrible day, but we got through it extremely well because we'd had that beautiful day the day before, and, you know, we just can't thank you enough.
You're a good girl. You're a wonderful man, Richard, and my thanks again to Glenn who brought it to my attention, and my extreme thanks go to the Minister and his staff who intervened. It was all done within, I think I read the email at 10 past 11, and by basically 10:02 midday, it was all done and dusted. It was all sorted.
I know.
It was absolutely wonderful.
We couldn't believe
wonderful,
it. We just couldn't believe it. I thought it was a joke. It was just all happened so quickly and was just fast, and it was just amazing.
We going ahead with all our plans. It was just wonderful.
Yeah, we can't thank you enough. And what a compassionate man, Brad Hazzard, to do that for us. We think it's nice that there are some very compassionate people out there in the world, and he's one of them. So are you, Ray, and our friend Glenn. Thank you.
Okay. Well, to you, Richard, and to your husband, Scott, Louise, all the best. I hope that 2021 brings brighter days for you and the family, and I really appreciate the fact that we're able to help in some small way.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Ray.
Thanks. We'll never forget it.
All the best to both of you. Thank you, Louise. Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot. Okay.
Thanks, Richard.
Bye-bye.
Cheers, mate. Thank you. God bless you both. Thank you. Louise Butlin, who's lost her mum last year thanks to COVID. But of course, Ruby Princess, we all know about that.